This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because today we are taking a deep dive into some seriously wild neighbor drama.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It is, and this deep dive is all thanks to a letter that was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Oh, I love that show.
Me too.
I've heard some crazy stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. It is the best, and this one's a real doozy. So
okay.
Our listener lives in a 12-unit
okay.
courtyard style building, you know, one of those buildings that like promises, you know, quiet evenings and friendly hellos.
Right. Yeah. Those courtyard buildings can be tricky sometimes though.
Oh yeah, for sure. And this one definitely goes south when not one, but TDOO Nightmare Neighbors arrive on the scene.
Oh no.
Wayne
no.
and Brian.
Oh, I'm already getting bad vibes just from their names.
Oh yeah. This is going to be bad. And they basically turn this building into what our listener describes as like a living hell.
It's amazing how like these shared living spaces can become such like a battleground for just clashing personalities and lifestyles.
Right. Yeah. And it's interesting how something that starts as just a minor annoyance can like quickly escalate into this like full blown feud.
Yeah. Especially when boundaries are crossed.
Oh, absolutely. And in this case, boundaries are definitely crossed repeatedly.
Okay. If I'm right, lay it on me.
So let's start with Wayne.
Okay.
Wayne is in his 50s.
Okay.
Seems to have this like permanent attachment to a beer can.
Oh, yeah.
And the concept of personal space.
Yeah.
Totally lost on him.
Right.
So the listener's first encounter with Wayne involves a half empty beer can, a belch, and a wink.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what kind of welcome to the neighborhood is that?
Seriously, it's like he's intentionally trying to test the waters, right? Seeing what he can get away with.
Right.
I feel like that small act right there is like a huge red flag about his personality.
Yeah, for sure.
Disregard for others, sense of entitlement, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The world revolves around Wayne.
Oh, yeah. And it's not even just him. Like, his wife apparently decides that the courtyard is her own personal hair salon.
Oh, no way.
Leaving clumps of hair outside of everyone's doors.
Ew, come on.
I know, so gross.
That's so disrespectful.
Ugh, totally. And then things take a really unsettling turn when Wayne tries to get into the listener's apartment at midnight.
Oh, no.
Shirtless, barefoot, and just clearly very, very confused.
That's not just annoying, that's scary.
It's really scary.
That crosses a line.
Yeah, for sure.
From quirky to creepy real quick.
Right, it's like something out of a bad sitcom, except this is real life and this is happening to our listener.
Yeah. Yikes.
But hold on to your hats, because things are about to get even weirder with the arrival of Brian.
Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Bring on Brian. Let's see what he's all about.
So Brian is in his 60s.
Okay.
and has a 5-year-old son. And you are not going to believe this.
What?
He lets his kid pee in the landscaping.
What? No.
No way.
No way. He does not.
Morning.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
I know who does that.
Seriously, what is wrong with people? That's so unhygienic.
Right. And it's just so bizarre.
And disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
To the shared space and the people living there.
Totally. And then there's this whole thing with Brian being paranoid over the listener's Ring doorbell camera.
Okay.
You know, the one that is pointed at her own front door.
Right.
He's convinced that it's an invasion of privacy and even builds this crazy barricade of junk outside of his windows.
Oh, come on.
The listener describes it as a deranged squirrel's yard sale.
Seriously.
Ooh.
It's like he's trying to create his own little fortress.
Yeah.
Shutting himself off from everyone, but also forcing his weirdness on everyone else.
Exactly.
It's just so ironic.
It is. And just when you think it can't get any stranger, we have the pool incident.
Oh, no. What happened at the pool?
Brian gets caught taking pictures in the locker room.
What?
No, at the local high school pool.
You've got to be kidding me.
I know.
Okay, this is just creepy.
So creepy.
This is not okay.
Not okay. And multiple parents complain. But somehow he doesn't get banned.
What? How is that possible?
I know, it's crazy, right?
That is a major red flag.
Oh, yeah, huge red flag.
And it's just going to get worse.
Oh, yeah.
From here.
You know.
I'm scared to find out what happens next.
So Brian becomes fixated on our listener, convinced that she's the one that's complaining about him.
Oh, boy. This can't be good.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Annie even confronts her teenage daughter at work.
What? Oh, my God. That is so not okay.
So terrifying. This is where it crosses the line from just being a nuisance to being a genuine threat.
Absolutely. Like, her daughter, what did she do?
I know, and that poor girl.
This is really serious now.
I know, it's scary stuff. And our listener is at her wit's end.
I can't imagine.
She has tried to reason with both Wayne and Brian.
Yeah.
But it's like talking to a brick wall.
Right.
And the landlord.
Yeah.
Useless.
Oh, of course, that figure.
I know, figures, right. So she decides to take matters into her own hands.
Good for her.
I know, right? She is done messing around.
It's about time.
I know. And so she installs another camera, strategically placed.
Okay.
To capture all the action.
All right. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And she gets footage of Brian going through her mail.
What? No way. Oh, my gosh.
And Wayne, well, let's just say.
What did he do?
Relieving himself in a very inappropriate spot.
Oh, God. This is like a twisted reality show.
I know, right?
But it's her life. This is actually happening.
This is her life.
This is crazy.
And now she is ready to expose it all.
Okay, how does she do it?
She creates a highlight reel.
Oh, my.
Of all this incriminating footage.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
And emails it to the landlord.
Yeah.
CCing the entire building.
I love it. A power move.
What a power move, right?
It's like, you know what? I'm not just going to complain. I'm going to show you.
Exactly. This is what's happening.
Like, you have to acknowledge this now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's undeniable.
And this email explodes like a bomb in the building.
Oh, I bet. Some residents are outraged and want Wayne and Brian evicted immediately.
Rightly so.
Right? But others just want the drama to end.
Hmm. It's interesting how everyone's got a different perspective.
Right.
Different priorities.
It's so interesting how this like microcosm of this building is like a reflection of all these conflicts that we see playing out in like society.
Yeah, totally.
Like, how do we balance individual rights with the well-being of the community?
That's a tough one.
So tough. And this is like a powder keg.
I bet.
About to ignite.
Okay, so how do Wayne and Brian react to being exposed like this?
Well, let's just say they don't exactly take the high road.
Oh no, what do they do?
Brian doubles down on his paranoia, and Wayne resorts to passive-aggressive gestures.
Oh my God, they are so clueless.
It's like they have no idea how their actions are impacting everyone else.
It's kind of funny, but also kind of sad.
It's both. It's both, for sure. And this brings us to the final straw, a bizarre incident that pushes our listener to her breaking point.
Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat. Picture this. It's a quiet Sunday afternoon, and she sees Brian and Wayne digging a hole in the courtyard.
Okay.
They claim that they're planting a tree, but the tree is just the dead branch decorated with beer cans and pine cones.
What? That is so bizarre.
I know. It's like something out of a fever dream.
Seriously, that is just so strange.
I know. It's like this last pathetic attempt to assert dominance over the shared space.
This is it. The final act of defiance.
Oh, yeah. This is it. And our listener has had enough.
So what does she do?
She calls the cops.
Yes.
And it turns out Brian has an outstanding warrant.
Oh, wow.
And is arrested on the spot.
Wow, what a twist.
I know. Wayne, in a panic, locks himself in his apartment for 2 days.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That is quite the dramatic climax.
Oh, it is, for sure, for sure.
Oh, my God. So what happens next? Are Wayne and Brian gone for good?
You'll have to wait for part two to find out.
Oh, come on. You can't leave us hanging like that.
You'll have to wait and see. So when we left off, the police were taking Brian away. And Wayne, well, he was holed up in his apartment, probably surrounded by mountains of empty beer cans.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
So what ends up happening to these two infamous neighbors?
Well, believe it or not, justice is actually served.
Okay.
Brian ends up getting evicted.
No way, really.
Thanks to that outstanding warrant, and I'm guessing his overall, you know, pattern of disruptive behavior.
Wow, what goes around comes around, right?
Right, like sometimes the universe just works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
But what about Wayne? He can't just carry on like nothing happened, right?
Yeah, you'd think all that drama would be enough to make him, you know, wake up and smell the roses, or in his case, maybe smell something else.
Oh, right. I was like, come on, dude.
But you gotta remember, Wayne's world is like perpetually clouded by intoxication.
Yeah, true, true.
It's like his own little reality show in there.
So did he get away with it all?
Well, even his landlord finally had enough. Wayne's lease was terminated due to repeated disturbances.
So both of them gone.
Out of there.
Our listener finally gets her peace and quiet.
I bet there were celebrations in the courtyard.
Oh, yeah. I bet there were some serious block parties happening.
Right. Like, finally.
But you know what? The story isn't just about the downfall of two nightmare neighbors.
No, definitely not.
It really makes you think about, you know, the dynamics that happen in shared living spaces.
Totally. Like, it's a microcosm of society almost.
Yeah. So true. So what are, like, the bigger issues that you think this story highlights?
Well, for starters, it really makes you question, like, individual rights versus the well-being of the community.
Mm.
You know, like Brian, for example, he seemed to think he could do whatever he wanted, regardless of how it affected everyone else.
Right.
Like letting his kid pee in the landscaping, taking pictures in the locker room.
So creepy.
He just didn't seem to grasp like basic respect for shared spaces.
It's like he was living in his own little world.
Yeah, completely oblivious to everyone else.
And then you have Wayne with his constant intoxication and boundary crossing behavior.
Like the courtyard was just an extension of his apartment.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just wild. And it also makes you wonder about the other residents.
Yeah.
Like we know they were aware of what was going on.
Right.
But many of them chose to stay silent.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I mean, maybe they were scared of confrontation.
Mm.
Or maybe they just didn't want to get involved.
It's tough. Right.
It is. It's like, do you speak up and risk making things worse?
Right.
Or do you just keep your head down and hope it goes away?
It's a tough call.
It is, but this story also shows just how important it is to speak up.
Yeah.
And take action, like our listener. She tried to talk to Wayne and Brian.
Right.
But when that didn't work, she got creative.
Yeah, she did.
She documented their behavior, got evidence, and then showed it to the landlord and the whole building.
Talk about a power move.
Seriously, she was like, I'm not going to be ignored anymore.
And, you know, it's amazing how her taking action like that really empowered the other residents, too.
Totally. Like, it showed them they weren't alone.
Yeah.
And that something could actually be done.
Right, right.
So, yeah, this story is full of valuable lessons for anyone dealing with a nightmare neighbor situation.
Definitely. And it really got me thinking about, like, the psychology of it all.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's easy to judge Wayne and Brian.
Right.
But I'm curious, what do you think led them to behave this way?
Well, with Wayne, it seems like he was self-medicating with alcohol.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, maybe masking some deeper issues.
Right.
And his constant drinking, while definitely a problem, it also made him kind of pathetic.
Yeah, like that time he tried to get into the listener's apartment.
Right.
Scary, but also like, what is going on with this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
But Brian,
yeah,
his behavior was just so unsettling.
It was.
The paranoia, the barricade, the fixation on the listener.
It's all very strange.
It points to something more serious.
Definitely. And then there's the pool incident.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Like, that's not just eccentric behavior.
Right, that's a whole other level.
That's troubling.
Yeah. And, you know, we're only getting one side of the story here.
That's true.
We don't really know anything about Wayne and Brian's past.
Yeah.
Or their motivations.
Right, we don't have the full picture.
But it's clear that they were both troubled individuals.
Yeah.
And they created this atmosphere of fear and anxiety.
Right, distrust.
Yeah, it's amazing how two people can have such a negative impact on an entire community.
It really is. This story is a reminder that even in seemingly peaceful places, there can be darkness lurking beneath the surface.
So true. And it reminds us that we all have a responsibility to address these issues.
Yeah, whether it's speaking up, supporting victims, or seeking help for ourselves or others.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about this, it makes me think about the listener's resilience.
Yeah.
Like, she went through so much.
She did.
But she never gave up fighting for her peace and safety.
Yeah, she was amazing.
It really makes you wonder, though, like, would I be able to do that?
I know, right? It makes you think.
Would I have the same strength and determination?
It's inspiring, for sure.
But it also makes you think about the aftermath, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the emotional toll this must have taken on her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even though the nightmare neighbors are gone, like, that experience probably really stayed with her.
Right.
All the stress and the anxiety and just feeling unsafe in your own home.
Right. It makes you think, like, was the peace worth it?
It's a good question, right?
Yeah, because she had to go through months of harassment and fear and just, like, constant conflict.
Right.
Just to get rid of Wayne and Brian.
It makes you wonder if the peace was worth the price.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It is.
And, you know, a part of me also thinks about those other residents who just wanted the drama to end.
Right.
Maybe for them, the peace was worth any price.
Maybe so. You know, conflict avoidance is a powerful thing.
It is. It's like that age-old question. Do you speak up?
Yeah, and risk rocking the boat? Or do you stay silent and hope it goes away?
It's a tough one. There's no easy answer.
There isn't. But I think this story really highlights that, like, silence comes at a cost.
For sure. The longer those bad behaviors go unchecked,
right,
the worse they get.
Right. And the more emboldened those people become.
Exactly. That's why open communication is so important.
But it is.
In any community, you know.
It is.
Creating a space where people feel safe, speaking up, addressing concerns, holding each other accountable.
Right. Because when we tolerate bad behavior, we're basically giving it permission to continue.
Exactly. So I think this story has some really valuable lessons for anyone dealing with a nightmare neighbor.
So what advice would you give to someone who's in that position? Well, first of all, document everything.
Oh, that's good.
Keep a detailed record of every incident, dates, times, witnesses, any evidence you can get.
Yeah.
That's going to be so important if you need to get the police involved or take legal action.
That's great advice. It's so easy to just get caught up in the emotion of it all.
Totally.
But having that objective record can really make a difference.
Huge difference. And then try to talk to the neighbor directly.
Okay.
But do it calmly and assertively, you know.
Right.
Don't get emotional or confrontational. The goal is to solve the problem.
Right.
Not make it worse.
Yeah, because yelling and screaming rarely leads to a productive outcome.
Exactly. And if talking to them doesn't work, get your landlord or property manager involved.
Okay.
Give them all your documentation, explain what's going on.
Okay.
And if they're not helpful, look into other options like mediation services or, as a last resort, legal action.
Yeah.
And don't forget about community support.
Mm.
Reach out to other neighbors who might be having similar problems.
Right.
There's strength in numbers.
There is.
And a united front is always more effective.
That's so true. And through it all, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Dealing with a nightmare neighbor is stressful and emotionally draining.
Talk to friends, family, support groups. Sharing your experience can really help.
So important. It really can. And you know what? I think we've officially explored every nook and cranny of this wild nightmare neighbor saga.
We've covered it all.
We have.
Public urination to locker room photography.
Right.
The psychology of bad behavior.
It's been a wild ride. And I gotta say, I have a newfound appreciation for my own relatively normal neighbors.
Me too.
Let's all be the kind of neighbors we'd like to have.
Right.
Respectful, considerate.
And maybe a little bit boring.
Yeah. And if you're facing a nightmare neighbor situation, just remember what we talked about today.
Be resilient.
Be resourceful.
Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself.
You got this.
You do.
And whatever you do, avoid pea flowers at all costs.
The best advice I've heard all day.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, stay curious and stay neighborly.
In the best way possible, of course.
Of course. Bye, everyone.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.